Ted Kennedy. Voter registration. It's the next civil rights issue. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, for too long, we've tolerated unfair voter registration laws that deny the right to vote by making registration an obstacle course for potential voters. 60 million eligible Americans would not have been able to vote last November, even if they wanted to, because they never ran the gauntlet of registration. What we've been slow to realize is that registration is a civil rights issue. Burdensome requirements operate in unfair ways that discriminate against minorities. Some registration offices are inaccessible to public transportation. Others are open only at inconvenient hours. Still others purge the rolls too often so that voters are forced to re-register unnecessarily. The result is a serious disparity in registration between minorities and other groups. That's wrong, and Congress ought to step in by requiring states with gross disparities to make registration more available.
Voter registration and voter turnout have declined. But get real, Ted. This isn't some civil rights issue. It has nothing to do with intentional discrimination. The real culprit is public apathy. Voting is one of the greatest privileges and responsibilities that democracy offers to its citizens. In the last general election, less than half of the eligible voters in America voted. That included big groups of folks who were registered, and they were all no-shows. Voting is the gauge of a politician, the way that Americans make their opinions known about the person running. If they don't show up, it's the politician's fault. I'm all for new ideas and methods to promote voter registration, not just send a van around town. But your words today divide us more than they unify us, Ted. That's what turns the voters off. They don't believe us. And that's what keeps them away from the polls. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.